Good afternoon, everybody. We'll call the meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect the time is now 1:08 p.m., Friday, April 9th, 2021, and we have a quorum with Representative McKay, Representative Fields, Representative Kronk, Vice Chair Hopkins, Representative Schragi, Representative Gillum, Representative Hannon, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Representative Putkaduk. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary, Robin, who's on the airwaves, and our LIO moderator, Alex, over here. If you can please silence your cell phones and put them up on a pad so we don't hear that, that'd be much appreciated. We've only got one item on today's agenda, and that's an amendment to our guest of honor here, Representative Garen Tarr and her staff, Thatcher Brower. So we'll be hearing that amendment, and then we'll have some conversation on the amendment and the bill itself. And that's all we've got for today. And just a reminder, we did hear this bill March 31st, and we've gotten some documents that were spread out to committee members answering some of the questions, and we've also posted those to bases, I believe. And I guess before we move into the amendment discussion, I'd give the floor to the sponsor to make any opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Representative Garen Tarr from District 19, and Mr. Brower has prepared some documents to respond to questions that came up during the first committee hearing, so I'm just going to let him go ahead and offer those comments. Thank you so much.
Yep. Mr. Brower.
Thank you, committee members. For the record, Thatcher Brower, staff of the House Fisheries Committee. And as you mentioned, there were a couple of documents that got distributed to committee members this past week to answer some of the questions. The first document is a memo from Legislative Legal from Mr. Bullard, who answers a couple of Representative Fields' questions, one of which was how other boards and commissions are treated. And in summary, all executive branch boards and commissions fall under the Executive Branch Ethics Act, and they have the same requirements for disclosing conflicts of interest and recusing themselves if they do have a conflict of interest, both from participating in the discussion and also in voting on a matter. There is one exception to that, the Executive Branch Ethics Act, and it coincidentally it does apply to the Board of Fish and Game, or the Board of Fisheries and Board of Game, and that's that members of the Board of Fisheries and Board of Game have to disclose all personal or financial interests in organizations relating to fish and game resources. In other words, even if they don't have a conflict of interest in a certain fishery or a certain hunt, they still have to disclose that before the meeting begins. And the other document I just wanted to point members to was put together by the chair of the Fisheries Committee, and it just provides a number of definitions that are relevant from the Executive Branch Ethics Act. And one was in response to Representative Rauscher's question about how personal interest is defined. I won't read that, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if members have them.
Okay, based on that discussion, any questions from committee members before we move into amendments? Seeing or hearing none, I'd just like to note that we have folks online to help facilitate the question and answers in regards to the debate on the amendment today. I believe we've got Glenn Height, Executive Director of Alaska Board of Fisheries, Christy Tibbles, Executive Director of Alaska Board and Game, Mark Richards, Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska, Aaron Peterson, Assistant Attorney General, Alaska Department of Law, Alpheus Bullard, Legislative Counsel, Legislative Legal Services. And as mentioned, we did receive an amendment from Representative Rauscher labeled Amendment Number 1, which should have been distributed. With that, Representative Rauscher, do you move your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
We've got a motion with amendment number one. Any objections?
Object.
Objections for purpose of a discussion. Representative Rauscher?
Yes. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, this amendment, basically from the discussion that transpired at the last meeting and a couple years back, I think that it was just time to separate the board game out of this and let it be a fish bill, because it seemed to be a board of fisheries bill instead of a combination of both, due to the amount of literature that we received, the amount of interest involved by the those that were concerned over the Board of Fisheries, and those that didn't seem to be as concerned from by volume-wise for the Board of Game. I do believe the people that I have talked to over the years are not wanting to see us support this type of a bill, with them included. So this bill basically removes all language from the Board of Game in this bill.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Any other discussion on Amendment Number 1 from committee members? Representative Tarr, if you'd like to speak to the amendment, you're more than welcome to. And I'll, Representative Hanna, would you like to yield to Representative Tarr?
Absolutely.
Okay. Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I can say is, in our evaluation, I think it's reflected in the department or the legal services memo, is that historically and up until now, the Board of Fisheries and Board of Game have been treated the same in statute. And so this would be a deviation from that. It's a policy call on our part. But we did hear from some of the hunting interests that they were concerned about that. And so I think that's, you know, sort of the evaluation we have to make here. But that's what I can offer at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm going to be opposed to the amendment for exactly the reasons that the sponsor of the bill has just stated, that statutorily and disclosure-wise, they're treated the same. Clearly, we've heard that functionally, the Board of Fish is where the problems arise more often, and there's many more of them, but I think my belief is that the underlying intent of the bill is to keep as much of a discussion on the formal record while still excusing members of the board from participating in votes. And we haven't heard many bills this year on game issues, but certainly there are strong feelings about game issues. And any allusion that there's a special deal or they're cut to protect certain interests, I don't want to give any validity to, and I want to I think continuing to treat the boards the same adds to the credibility of putting it on the record. It probably won't arise as often, therefore I don't see it as a problem for keeping the Board of Game in there, and for that reason I'll oppose the amendment. So that both boards continue to be treated the same and disclosures are treated in the same fashion.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. Any other questions from committee members on the amendment? Representative Shragi.
Yeah, thank you, through the chair. I'm just curious, and I don't know if there's someone online that could answer this, or maybe the bill sponsor could, but have we amended either the Board of Game or the Board of Fish previously without amending the other the regulations or statutes related to the other board?
Through the chair to Representative Shragi, in the legislative legal memo, we had asked that question, and the only reference they made was listed there, and it's the one that Mr. Brower had just talked about in his opening comments. I hope you have that memo there.
And yes, through the chair, again, from Representative Thatcher Brower, staff to Representative Tarr. I didn't discuss that part of the memo, but if you go to the second page of the memo, it does, the exception that's made for the Board of Fisheries and Board of Game to the Executive Branch Ethic Act was a change that was made in 1992. And to the best of my knowledge, that's the only change that's been made to the impacts of Board of Fisheries and Board of Game. And I would be happy to have Mr. Bullard from Legislative Legal maybe follow up to confirm that.
Mr. Bullard?
Through the chair, good afternoon. Through the chair, this is Alpheus Bullard of Ledge Legal. And in answer to the representative's question, again, through the chair, If you're asking about disparate treatment under the Executive Branch Ethics Act, the only previous exception that I'm aware of was this 1992 change that applied equally to both the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Follow-up, Representative Shragi? All good. Any other questions or comments from committee members on Amendment Number 1? And then perhaps to elaborate a little bit on the administrative ramifications of, I'd hate to use the word bifurcating because that applies to something else in the hot traffic realm. But as far as bifurcating the Board of Game and the Board of Fish with this amendment, maybe the executive director of the Board of Game, Ms. Tibbles, can you speak to that?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you. For the record, my name is Christy Tibbles. I'm the Board of Game Executive Director, and I also work for the Department of Fish and Game. With regards to answer the question, I would point out that it's going to be a change in process. It's nice to have the consistency for the two boards, I think mostly for the public, because when there's the inconsistency, it can lead to some confusion. But to implement it, you know, we would provide information as questions arise. It's workable. You know, one board would do the practice one way and the other board the other way. But it's, you know, we could work with that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Tibbles. Any Representative Shragi?
Yeah, actually, just another question that's come to mind. I'm reading here that at times the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game will have joint meetings, and would this have any impact on how those function? Could someone address that?
I don't know if that's Ms. Tibbles or Mr. Height.
For the record, this is Christy Tibbles again, through the chair. Excellent question, and we would consult with Department of Law on the best process to handle that, and Mr. Haight is online too if he would like to add more to that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Haight.
That is, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great, thank you. That is a good question and not something that I would have considered right off the top. Yeah, just for everyone's information, the two boards will come together at times, and it's the joint board. Ms. Sills is correct. I think it's something we lean on the Department of Law for, but probably the default position would be the one that's most cautious, and so it probably would be, not just speculating, it might be where they're not allowed to deliberate and participate in that joint board committee process. But that is a good question. We don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Haight. Follow-up, Representative Shragi.
Yeah, just a follow-up comment that given the uncertainty around that, I think I am uncomfortable with this amendment at this time, and I'm a bit uncomfortable with this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Shragi. Any other comments or questions from committee members, Representative Kronk?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just want to say that I'm going to support this amendment because I believe this bill is unnecessary in the first place because it's trying to fix a problem that really wasn't there. So I'm going to support this amendment.
Thank you, Representative Kronk. Any other committee questions or comments? And I guess I will say that we've got a few folks online, Brian Lynch and Mark Richards, that I'm not sure if they're members of the public. I think Mark Richards is a part of the Resident Hunters of Alaska. And considering that this is an amendment and we've already been through the public testimony and invited testimony process, I'd just like to give the opportunity for them to voice their opinion on the amendment. If that's fine, we'll do that. Alex, if you can please... maybe give Mark Richards. He's on Teams. Okay, Mr. Richards, I don't know if you can hear us, but if you can give us a test and provide some comments in regards to Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 26.
Yep. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Chairman?
Hold on. Can you turn it up a little bit, somebody?
Who's got the remote?
Yeah. You want to give us another test there, Mark?
How about now? Hello, radio.
Yeah, we can make out what you're saying.
Thank you, Chairman Punkatuck. For the record, my name is Mark Richards. I'm Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska. As some of you know, we had initially asked that the Board of Game be taken out of this legislation. We understood right off that it really was primarily about the Board of Fisheries. And I think some of you should recognize that part of that is based on your own quasi-unwritten rules that aren't in the statute governing the qualifications of board members that you have with the Board of Fisheries that's different from the Board of Fish. You have these unwritten rules on how many seats are designated to commercial fish, sport fish, etc., which kind of compounds the problem that the Fisheries Committee is trying to address with this bill. After further study, though, and talking to Ledge Legal, I don't feel it would be prudent to, as you put it, bifurcate the boards and split any kind of regulations or statutes. Both boards should remain under the same statute. At the same time, we don't disagree with Representative Kronk that, you know, this hasn't been a problem, and there might not be a need to fix it. This bill could go either way. It could really benefit the public to have some board members who are conflicted out from a proposal to give their opinion on the record. That could benefit the public to better understand the issue. It could also hurt in terms of some board members with a conflict saying too much on the record and hurting their cause. But in the end, as I stated in the last hearing, we don't expect this to make any difference whatsoever on the outcome of the vote. These things are already discussed before the meeting among board members, so they've already heard what any board member with a conflict has to say. But in the end, we can't support Representative Rauscher's amendment. We prefer, if the bill is going to go through, to see both boards treated equally. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. And in all fairness, I guess, Mr. Brian Lynch, I don't know, is he on Teams? Oh, no. He's offline? Okay. Okay. Without any other questions or comments in regards to Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 26 from committee members, seeing or hearing none, bill sponsor Representative Tarr, I'll give you the floor to actually, I'll give Representative Rauscher the floor to speak to wrap up on his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. I just agree with Representative Kronk, of course. All the testimony that we had from each one of the representatives last week, the volume of information we've received from fishing every year when we put this bill out, and the distance that the bill actually goes when it is, I just thinking that there is a problem, and a lot of it has to do with the Board of Game being included in here. It is a problem. It's a solution looking for a problem in my ideology, and I think that this would be a good fix for it and answer a lot of problems. So I'm going to still be a yes and maintain the amendment, and I hope you all would support it.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. And with that, Representative Hannon, do you maintain your objection? Thank you, Representative Hannon. With that, Grace, would you please call the roll on Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 26?
Representative McKay?
Yes.
Representative Fields?
No.
Representative Kronk?
Yes.
Representative Hopkins?
No.
Representative Rauscher?
Yes.
Representative Hannon?
No.
Representative Gillum?
Yes.
Representative Shockey?
No.
Soul chair.
Soul chair.
No.
Oh, man.
5 nays, 4 yays.
And with a vote of 5 nays and 4 yays, the amendment does not pass the committee. Seeing no further amendments, the plan is to hold this bill until Wednesday, I believe of next week, the 14th. And I'd like to thank the folks that called in to make sure to help facilitate some of the administrative aspects of the proposed bill. And I'd like to thank Representative Tarz and her staff for being persistent with coming to the meetings as we call on you to discuss these things. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. Askew from normal operations in a week, I just want to remind members that we do have a joint meeting with Chairwoman Tarr's Fisheries Committee tomorrow regarding the governor's appointees at 1 p.m. in, it's not in this room, I know that.
Davis
106. Davis 106. Thank you, Grace. So we look forward to seeing you all there tomorrow.
Mr. Chair?
Representative McKay.
I've been getting asked by about everybody, how long do you think that meeting's going to last?
Well, it is. We are going to go through public testimony on the appointees, and I think there are, yeah, I was going to say, I think there's eight appointees or something like that between the various boards. So I'm sure that we'll have a solid 5-6 p.m. End date, end time. So bring your coffee and bring your pizza. And
all my fans want to know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and then I will just remind folks that we'll be hearing House Bill 156 and SJR 8 next week, Monday, and if you can please have your amendments in by Sunday at 1 p.m. to my office with Grace so we can incorporate them in the binder for committee members. With that, any other closing comments? A half an hour meeting today. Seeing or hearing none, this meeting is adjourned at 1:29 p.m.